This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Jessica Yano is a transgender, male to female, and he's coming on the show, so I'm being nice here. But we've got a esthetician here that's also trained to be a producer, doing a great job, Becca, and she was explaining that what you're trained to do, she says she's done, you know, waxing of men, but men get that. It's totally different. You got to be trained. That's a whole other issue. She's going to pop in a moment. But what about these articles that say you're just a predator that wants to get around young girls? What about exclusive 15-year-old alleged victim abuse supposedly speaks out? It's a big article out of the Post-Millennial. You know, you're going to these courts. You're saying these people are abusing you, not waxing you, but other people are stepping forward saying that, hey, you know, we're being harassed by this person. What's your take on that?
One thing I want to say about the Post-Millennial is it's to my understanding that the counsel, the owner of the law firm that is counsel to the respondents owns the Post-Millennial.com. They have published defamatory articles about me day in and day out. But I really want to get to something important here because I do believe that this is important. You know, going back to the refusal of service, you know, they're essentially saying that, you know, we won't do service on a man or a transgender. But transgender also means female to male. I have a friend, his name is Taylor, and he's female to male. So what's essentially happening here is they are also refusing service on transgender males. That being ones that also have 100%.
Well, let me raise this. You have record levels of autism and record levels of suicide and mental illness in transgendered. A lot of people don't want to deal with a mental health issue.
What do you mean?
Well, you're actually well-spoken and holding your own. But, I mean, a lot of times you see a crazy transgender bank robber or the statistics are there, but there are a lot of autistic people and stuff that end up getting tricked when they're young to being quote other sex. Let's bring in Becca, who is a skin expert. That's what esthetician. She wanted to say something. Go ahead.
Sure. Hey, Jessica. Nice to meet you.
Hey.
Hi. So working as an esthetician for 10 years, and I actually worked in San Francisco, so I had a lot of male clientele, gay people, straight people, transgender. I've done it all. And I know I was actually pretty rare in the industry. There's not a lot of people that do that type of service. I'm just wondering if it's an actual discrimination issue or if you just encountered someone who was not trained in that service. I mean, it is quite different. There's a lot of different training involved. Have you considered that?
Well, I've approached 16 different places of asking for waxing. And every single one of them refused service. Now, I do want to say, like, I do have an expert witness joining me for my hearing on the 26th. That is an uncontested hearing that's clumped with three people.
But hold on. We got to have you back on. You're on the War Room today. I think Becca should go on with Owen Schroeder to keep this discussion going. Jessica, let me just say this. Isn't it a first world problem that you're having to sue over women won't wax your tallywhacker?
There's one really important fact here that I want to bring up, and I want Becca to affirm this, that a Brazilian is not gender assigned, meaning it's not implicitly female. And
Jessica, would you wax my butt?
What a Brazilian wax means, what a Brazilian wax is a wax from the belly button down to the anus. And is removing
I can't do this anymore. Hold on. You're going to be on the War Room, right? You agree to come on with Owen Schroeder. You're coming up in a couple hours on there, right?
I'm sorry?
You're going to be on Owen Schroeder's show.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, Becca, you want to come on with him so you can finish up today?
I would love to. Yeah,
right, she's on to be on with Owen Schroeder. What time are you on?
I believe 2:30 my time.
Okay, so that's like 4:30 today. This is going to continue. Infowars.com/show. Lord Monckton's coming up. Thank you, Becca. And I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need to end here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies. And that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you. And I need war bonds. I need gas. I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable. We're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise $2 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing and that you will stand with us. And I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this. This is Lord Christopher Monckton, and without him, we would definitely have a global carbon tax. Would be the heart of a world government surveillance, control, and taxation system with courts empowered to shut down businesses, you name it. Well, there's been some huge scientific studies that have come out in the last month that have gotten almost no attention. I've seen four of them. And Lord Monckton is going to be in D.C. for a critical meeting. He takes off tomorrow. He's going to be there Friday. We're going to be talking to him then. We're going to be getting the latest throughout the weekend. But I really appreciate him coming on to give us an update on the latest, because if it wasn't for Lord Monckton and if it wasn't for some of the other folks that are out there, we would be up the creek without a paddle. And his best website is whatsupwiththat.com. So, Lord Christopher Monckton, thank you for helping us not already be in a new dark age.
Well, Alex, it's wonderful to be with you again. And yes, I will be in Washington, D.C. at the Trump International Hotel. I arrive there tomorrow and I speak there at the lunchtime keynote speech at the 13th Heartland International Climate Conference. And this is a great gathering of the clans, all the gallant climate scientists who have put up with the vilification of the hard left over the years and have continued quietly to do their research. They'll all be there. So if you haven't booked yet, then get onto heartland.org and make sure you make a last-minute booking and get yourself to the Trump International Hotel, Washington, D.C. The conference starts at 8 in the morning on Thursday the 25th and runs all day. And I'll be speaking at lunchtime. I've got the half-hour lunchtime slot. And what I'll be doing, Alex, is explaining to the eminent climate scientists and researchers who are there that a team of 10 scientists led by me, including three professors, has identified and can now prove that the climate scientists made a mistake 40 years ago. It was actually a communist at NASA who made the mistake. We tracked it down, who it was and how he did it. And that mistake means that they have multiplied all their mid-range best estimates of how much global warming we might cause by 3. So if you correct for the error, the global warming problem disappears. And in my half-hour talk tomorrow, I'm going to be explaining just enough about what we've found so that any scientist looking at it can go and check with his colleagues and say, are these people right or aren't they? And the answer is going to be, well, we certainly can't rule it out. We think we're very close now to bringing this whole climate scare finally to an unrelenting
end. Well, that's very exciting, but I want to get the 35,000-foot view as well. I also saw articles out of NASA the last year where they went, actually, carbon dioxide is helping plants grow, and actually the temperature looks like it's actually not just stopped, it's slowing. I mean, I suddenly see NASA basically agreeing with all the mainline scientists.
This is a very interesting development. For some time, NASA satellites have been showing, and you've got the slide up there now, that the Earth is greening, and this is called the net primary productivity of plants, which is a long phrase for the total mass, the total biomass of all the trees and plants on Earth. Notwithstanding all you hear about deforestation and land clearance and so on, there is actually more green stuff, about 15 to 30% more, depending on which research paper.
When I used to come to Austin to visit my grandmother, it looked like a desert. It looks like the Brazil now.
Well, this, of course, is the wonderful thing. What is happening is that the CO2 in the atmosphere was too little to be good for plants. And now they're beginning to be able to breathe more easily. And this has two effects. You've got some very good illustrations there on the screen. It has two effects. The first thing it does is that it fertilizes the plant. CO2 is plant food. You won't hear this from Greenpeace and all the communist extremists, but CO2 is plant food. The carbon in the tree trunks, for instance, doesn't come from the ground. It comes from the CO2 in the air. And there was almost not enough of it there. So the fact that we've now pushed up the concentration of CO2 by about 40% over the last 100 years, plants and trees are absolutely loving this because that's what makes them.
And that's how the Lord works in mysterious ways. Talk about this. They've studied Mars. It probably lost its atmosphere and its oceans because it couldn't hold them in. And we would have gotten in that position. I mean, we're at one of the lowest points of CO2 in history, correct? Until this little bump. This was a godsend.
That's why it had been declining for 4 million years. And had it gone on for another couple of million years at its present rate of decline, all trees and plants on Earth would have died. We have now, by putting 40% more CO2 back into the atmosphere from which it originally came. And when it was there, the planet didn't fry. Now all the plants are thanking us for that.
And that's key. It was stored in the crust. We now bring it back up and reboot the planet. That's got to be God.
Well, it is certainly carrying out God's work, let's say. We are restoring what nature had begun to take away, and we're making it possible for life to continue and flourish much more luxuriantly on Earth than it could otherwise have done. And you're quite right. I mean, we just take the Sahara, for instance. As far back as 1981, Nicholson et al., a team of scientists, reported that 300,000 square kilometers of what had been sandy desert had been turned green by the extra water vapor in the air, which you get if the air gets a little bit warmer worldwide. This extra water vapor helps the plants. And likewise, when there's more CO2 in the air, the stomata, which are the little mouths on the underside of the leaves, which allow the plants to breathe in the CO2, but they also lose water through those stomata, they don't need so many of them. And the plants are already adapting by growing fewer stomata because there's now more CO2, that means they lose less of the water they do get when it rains, and that means you get a double effect of preserving plants and trees in areas where it was only 40 years ago far too arid for them to survive.
And that's so critical. That means in drought areas, higher CO2, and I've seen the studies, it was like some plants can have half as much water, I was reading, as long as CO2 is a little bit higher and they don't die.
If we could double the CO2 in the air, drought virtually worldwide would cease to be a problem. It's already declining quite sharply. I mean, the Palmer Drought Severity Index, which measures the overall severity of droughts around the world, hasn't changed in 100 years. But what has changed in the last 40 years is that the area of land under drought has declined. There's less and less drought happening. And the reason for this is the CO2 in the air.
Well, sure, so when I said God, I meant God's master plan, Lord Monckton, looking back on this, how carbon is stored, from all of the alluvial things that have been deposited by the plants and animals and life that's died, then producing crude oil. We then discover it 150 years ago, pump it up, put it out right at the time that we're starved for this critical, one-fourth of the life cycle on the planet and the carbon cycle, water, what sunlight, carbon dioxide, oxygen, and then now we're terraforming the planet back to a better place. And as you said, it's mainstream news that the Sahara is now being reclaimed by greenage.
That's exactly it. Very large areas of the Sahel, which is the southern Sahara, really dry, one of the poorest places on Earth because it was so dry, is now beginning, as it was 7,000 years ago, until about 7,000 years ago when the Nile dried up. That was one of the most luxuriant places on the planet. Now look at it. So we're now putting back the CO2, we're therefore putting back the plants and trees in areas where they never have been before, and they're self-seeding. We're not actually going out into the Sahel and planting them. They're finding their own way there, just as they have countless times before throughout the long and ancient history of this planet. And what people are beginning to realize, even NASA is beginning to wake up to the fact that if you go on and on and on beating this global warming drum, you're missing the most important half of the story, which is that CO2 is actually good for us, it's good for plants, it's good for all life on Earth, and we want more of it and not less of it. Professor Will Happer at Princeton has been making this point for a couple of decades. He, as you know, is the man who is advising President Trump on climate change strategy, and he is saying to him, you do not need to take any measures whatsoever to restrict the amount of CO2 going into the air. Indeed, not only do you not need to do that, you should not do that, because the extra CO2 is good for everyone.
Well, it's God works in mysterious ways. Stand there, Lord Monckton. I mean, the Earth is starving for CO2, then we discover giant underground sources and terraform.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say. As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Listening to the antidote for fake news. It's Alex Jones.
Well, it's raining. Folks from the UK here. Paul Joseph Watson comes up in the next 2 segments into the fourth hour today. Lord Christopher Monckton's our guest. And he's in D.C. tomorrow giving a speech from hotel. I wish I could go. I've got family stuff I got to take care of and some things here. But I'd love to fly him down, invite him down to come into Austin, co-host with us here in the next few days. But just pulling back from this, you're always a scientist. You were Margaret Thatcher's chief advisor on science. Some said her chief advisor total. You've been around a long time. You're a famous inventor. You're a successful businessman. You parachuted into climate accords in Durban, South Africa when they were censoring you. You've been beaten up and Paris at climate accords. I mean, the left's really trying to shut you down. But you keep arguing with them about science. Obviously, climate changes. Obviously, things are going on. They want control of all human activity. They want to make industry evil so they can tax and control it. And the world's woken up to this because China, India, nobody else will sign on to it. But what is the current state of their scams? What is the current state of their power grab? Because you can keep stating all these studies, showing all their claims are a fraud. I think the world knows it's a fraud, and we should go after them for the fact that they have developed a fraud and that they're trying to outlaw people questioning them.
Let me pick up on this word fraud, because that, Alex, is exactly what it has become. I mean, what happened when we first submitted our paper explaining this huge error right at the heart of climate science to a leading journal? I won't say which one, so as to spare its blushes, and it looks as though the police are going to have to be called in to start investigating some of this. The first thing they did was they said, we can't find anyone competent to review this paper. Well, that was nonsense, so we said, come off it, it's your job to find people competent to review the paper, and if not, we can supply plenty of names on both sides of this debate who would be competent to review this paper. So they gave up on that one, and then they sent it out for review, and after 6 months they had got precisely two reviews, Alex. One of them said this: I do not like the conclusion that this paper comes to. Therefore, I have not read the paper, and I have not read the equations justifying the conclusion. And
incredible.
That was supposed to be a scientific peer review. The other one said, I have not reviewed the main paper at all. I have read an ancillary paper with an experiment where we had demonstrated how this works by building a test rig. And he said, oh, the experiment wasn't done right. Well, it was, because it was done by one of our national laboratories. So we wrote to the editor and said, look, this isn't good enough. We want to appeal against this. So he said, okay, you can send the paper back to me for review. So we spent another few months trying to see if we could stiffen it up to stop this kind of thing happening. We sent it to him again and got no reply. And we sent it to him another time and we got no reply.
Sure, they have that hoax that there's total 100% consensus that we're all going to die. AOC says the Earth's ending in 12 years. It's just insane.
All of this is nonsense. I mean, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she is, of course, a former barkeep and is therefore no expert on the climate or anything else much. And the new slogan, which I understand that the Republicans are adopting, is make Alexandria bartend again, because her green New Deal is heroically absurd. And as you were saying earlier, Alex, this is indeed about concentrating all power over every tiny aspect of every person's life in the hands of the far left. Where did they get this idea? They got it from a particular division of the European far left called the National Socialist Workers' Party of Germany, the Nazi Party. If you ever read Mein Kampf, which is a deeply unpleasant
story. That's why he loved IBM, because Hollerith and the machines could track every human activity. The Nazis wanted to do that.
All of that, but the other thing that they wanted to do was to invent an environmental policy. They were the first, and they didn't want to do it because the environment was at risk. After all, it's been around for 4.5 billion years.
Hitler said to control populations, we've got to control the environment.
They wanted to control people, and Hitler actually says so explicitly in Mein Kampf. The idea was then picked up by the Russians. They then began, particularly when the Berlin Wall came down and they still wanted to influence the West, they began funding the anti-fracking groups in Britain, for instance, because Putin is trying to sell gas from Siberia, which is his only major source of income from overseas. That's what Putin is making his fortune out of. And they want to be able to go on selling gas to the European Union, whose commissars they control effectively, so that the commissars make sure that most countries in the European Union are obliged.
Sure, I agree with you. Lord Monckton, we're out of time. I want to invite you back on for a full hour soon. Just briefly, you got to come on again about the geopolitics, about Trump, about where all this is going. Just how would you in 60 seconds break down the makeup of what's happening in the world right now? A revolution by populists and nationalists against globalists?
Well, that's exactly what's happened with Trump. It's now happened here in the UK today because Boris Johnson has, thank goodness, become our Prime Minister at last. He nearly did 3 years ago. We wish he had. He is now our Prime Minister, thank heavens. And he is going to fight the globalists in the EU, just as Mr. Trump is fighting the globalists at the UN.
So he's going to do what May didn't do.
I'm sorry?
He's going to do what May didn't do.
Yes, he's very determined to make sure that we leave the European Union. Parliament is very determined to stop him. But the people voted for Brexit, and he is going to do his level best to make sure that what the people voted for, they actually get, whether Parliament likes it or not. And if Parliament stands in his way, this is going to be a metaphor for the rest of the world fighting this ghastly socialist, communist, totalitarian blob. We're going to go and get them. We're going to defeat them, and we are going to leave the EU, and other countries will very swiftly follow.
Beautiful. Well, please come back on as soon as you can, and Godspeed with the speech tomorrow. The invitation to fly to Austin is open. Thank you, Lord Christopher Monckton. And again, the best website's whatsupwiththat.com. Thank you.
Bless you.
All right. I forgot to plug last hour, ladies and gentlemen, and if we don't plug, we're not going to be here. We have a new giant special going, 50% off DNA Force Plus, and we also have 50% off the great tri-iodine X3 and the great X2 that just is about to come back into stock. So doesn't get here until next week, but I'm still taking orders and saying it's there. It ended up selling out. And we've got a lot of other specials as well, but take advantage of that. And all InfoWars Life storable foods that are just My Patriot Supply private labeled so that we're able to get around some of the rules they have with distributors to give you even more off than anybody else. High quality storable foods, highest quality, last 25 years. That's all 50% off as well. And we have back in stock the vanilla, coconut, and chocolate peanut butter. No fillers, no additives. They're like toffee. They're so pure. They're so big. At half the price you get at Whole Foods, these are amazing protein bars. At InfoWarsLife.com, they are back in stock, the two different types of those. And when you just buy the coffee, buy the toothpaste, buy the fish oil, buy the things you need already, it funds this operation to face the globalists, and I salute you all and thank you for that. I've got a lot of big stuff cooking, and that's why we got some projects that need money to fund. You've seen what we've done to the globalists. Bet on InfoWars again, my friends. You'll see stuff you can't even imagine. I can't tell you about it until it's history, though. Execute operations.
Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight. We need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off all InfoWars best-selling life products. All of them, 50% off. That Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. Again, cancel auto ship anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we had Jessica Yanivi, or however you say it, on earlier. She's going to be back on the War Room today, and that should be interesting. We got into a lot of it. We kind of dodged the question. She dodged the question about why are you trying to organize 12-year-olds to meet topless at a pool, but parents shouldn't be there. Sounds like pedophilia. I mean, I brought that up. He dodged it. But we'll see on the War Room today coming up.
But for the next hour and 27 minutes or so, Paul Joseph Watson, who identifies as a Northern England Sheffield patriot, is going to be hosting the broadcast, and I appreciate that because I've got a lot of fish in the grease. I got a lot of irons in the fire. I got a lot of stuff going on that I can't tell you about until it's done. But for everything you see InfoWars do, that's only the tip of the iceberg, the tip of the spear. And your funding of our operation is the tip of the spear. So I just want to briefly tell you about this because I put this write-up together just a few days ago because I want to rebrand things. Not just say, buy our products because, you know, you need to support us. Buy our products because when we didn't have iodine in our food, the IQs dropped 15 points. The government added it for a while. They went up 15 points. Now they've taken it out. And guess what? They've gone down even more than that. And here are all the mainstream news articles breaking it down. So we have X3. That's the deep earth crystal, pure iodine, and the two other types to help it absorb. And we have the X2. It's 50% off, even though it's the best seller, because I want you to get it. And it's not just a gimmick. It's like, hey, Trump's going to get elected. Nationalists are going to get elected everywhere. We're going to take on the New World Order. We're going to turn the tide. Jerry Epstein's a giant, you know, child pornographer controller, blackmailing people for Mossad and criminal elements of the CIA. It's all coming out. I told you the White House was being illegally spied on and how it was happening. Now it's mainstream news. Now the indictments are being announced. So, that's what I'm saying is, I don't tell you that iodine is a game changer and is amazing and that you can't find real iodine almost anywhere. That's not made up. That's the truth. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, and then we get the funding to wreck the globalist future. We've already devastated the enemy, but they're striking back. We need to secure a pro-human future, and we're doing it together. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Even if you don't get iodine from us, please, please, the globalists are obsessed with putting bad allergens in to block the good iodine, the fluoride, the chlorine, the bromide, the bromine. Please learn about X2 and X3. They're both apples and oranges. Just look at it. Learn about it. Some other big specials, 50% off, it's been sold out for a while. Big shipment came in, DNA Force Plus, the Rolls Royce, the Ferrari of telomere protection and of mitochondrial protection and of just overall kick-assedness, InfoWarsStore.com. It's the house you built. It's the house under attack. It's the house that must be secured for the next attack. Paul Joseph Watson takes over for the next hour and 23 minutes and 7 seconds.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, I'm continuing to talk about Jessica Yaniv. Obviously, you just had on the show earlier. Because, lo and behold, some new information.
The succulent goblin, as he's known?
Well, she, Alex. Let's be careful, because she, let's respect those pronouns, because these people are in control of the world now. She has already got two people banned on Twitter for not referring to her as a she. So that's what I'm going to do, because, again, this is Clown World and these people run it now. New information has come out about alleged chat conversations on Facebook between Jessica Yaniv and a then 14-year-old girl who was about to turn 15, sexually suggestive conversations on Facebook. Imagine my shock, because we didn't see this coming all along, did we? And just as she denied being behind those tweets during the interview, claiming they were fake, she is also claiming that this chat log is fake, despite the post-millennial who came out with this story asserting that it's completely true. Now, if they were going to create a bunch of fake posts, which basically characterize someone as a pedophile, that's going to be a gimme in terms of a lawsuit. So I don't know why they would want to create fake posts. So I'm going to go through that here in the next segment. But again, just to remind people of what this controversy is all about, headline up at summit.news, trans activist organizes topless swimming session for girls as young as 12, parents not allowed to be present. This individual is either one of the biggest predators on the internet or is one of the best trolls on the internet, because the history of this controversy stems, of course, from she, Jessica Yaniv, filing 15 complaints in British Columbia, Canada, 15 Human Rights Tribunal complaints against female beauticians for their refusal to wax her male genitalia. And it even prompted the British comedian and free speech advocate Ricky Gervais to wade into the debate yesterday when he tweeted this: how did we get to the point where women are having to fight for the right to choose whether they wax some big old hairy C-O-C-K and balls or not? Is it not a human right to have your meat and two veg polished? Because that's literally what's happening. These beauticians are now being investigated for their refusal to perform a wax on the male genitalia of this self-professed.
But Paul, that's
female.
Like the National Health Service, where it said a 6'3" bearded man came in and demanded his cervix be pap smeared, and the nurse said, "You have male genitals," and she got in trouble.
Oh yeah, and of course we're paying for all that as well.
Oh, but it's conservatives that are harassing women. If we spread our legs a little on a subway, we're a rapist. But if a big old fat dude comes in and tells some poor woman to give him a pap smear, we don't know anatomy, folks. My man doesn't have a cervix. That's the opening between the vagina and the uterus. Where is this going, Paul? It's all pedophilic. We know that.
Well, these people are now in charge of public discourse. This is where it's going, and this is the effect of it. You see here with the man-spreading chair, she actually designed another chair that encouraged women to do what she's complaining that the men are doing. Of course, we don't have a conversation about bag-spreading, where women place their bags on seats on public transport, which I would argue happens way more than man-spreading. She was given an award and praised for her social justice activism for creating this hideous-looking chair, which is absolutely abominable. There you see the bag-spreading controversy on Twitter. That's not being addressed. But again, going back to this Jessica Yaniv, taking photos of herself in female locker rooms, and then the comments below are, quote, if there's like 30 girls in change rooms, how many of them would you say are out there changing freely with their vaginas and boobs out? She denies making those comments, despite the fact there are literally dozens of them that are very similar. Dozens of tweets directed at children asking, how old are you? And these have been circulating for a while, before this even came out over the weekend with the beauticians being investigated by the Human Rights Tribunal. So this has all been circulating for a while. Because you had Lindsay Shepherd, the free speech activist, banned on Twitter a few days ago after Yaniv basically started body shaming her and talking about intimate health problems.
You're going to talk about that when you come back, Paul, but let me ask you this question. Why do you think this individual is coming on my show and on the War Room and says that they're a listener? I think this is some damage control.
It's either damage control or it's the biggest troll you've ever seen, Alex, because obviously, Jessica Yaniv was on an Irish radio show earlier today and apparently hung up when she was challenged. The fact that she would agree to go on your show raises a lot of alarm bells in my mind. But again, I'm going to get into this new angle on it after the break, which makes it even more disturbing from the angle of child grooming, and we're going to get into that.
All right, and you're welcome to come on the War Room when he joins us. She joins us. Do you want to bow to Jessica? Paul?
Yeah, let's do it.
Sir. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
And we are live talking about Jessica Yaniv, who was on the show earlier. You've got to commend her for coming on the show and having, pun intended, the balls to speak up and defend her trans activism. The latest example of which involves organizing a swimming session for girls as young as 12, at which it specifically says their parents and guardians are not allowed to be present. A trans activist who gained notoriety for attempting to force beauticians to wax their balls and penis is now arranging a swimming session for girls as young as 12 where parents will not be allowed to be present. This is happening, or it was going to happen. I think the initial one was cancelled, and then she was trying to organize another one at the Al Anderson Memorial Pool in Langley, British Columbia, Canada. The promotional material for the event states parents and or caregivers are not permitted in the event. Whether that's going to go forward or not remains to be seen, but this is Clown World, and Canada is the epicenter of Clown World, so nothing surprises me at this point. It takes a lot to shock me these days, but my word. So, the latest development is this story up on the postmillennial.com website, exclusive. This came out literally an hour ago. 15-year-old alleged victim of Jessica Yaniv speaks out. Well, who didn't see this coming? Now, it's important to state from the outset that Jessica Yaniv denies this story and denies that she was behind the conversations mentioned in this article. Just as she denied that she was behind the tweets when Alex was interviewing her earlier. Very easy get-out clause, that, isn't it? Says a young woman has come forward with serious allegations of abuse against Jonathan, Jessica Yaniv. Yaniv, a male-to-female transgender, has recently risen to infamy for the Human Rights Tribunal suits she has taken out against 16 estheticians for declining to perform waxing services on her male genitals. We talked about that earlier, but now 20-year-old Jessica Rumpel of Sammamish, Washington State, has disclosed details to the Post-Millennial of her encounters with Jessica Yaniv. Guess what her encounters were with Jessica Yaniv? Well, Rumpel was just 14 years old at the time of the interactions, just about to turn 15. And if you pull up this article, you can see the actual conversations again. Denied by Jessica Yaniv, she is claiming that these are fake messages. The Post-Millennial asserts that they're very much real. They come from the official Trusted Nerd Facebook account of Jessica Yaniv. And I doubt they would so blasé just publish obviously fake messages and obviously put them at risk of a winnable, eminently winnable lawsuit for Jessica Yaniv. So as you see up on screen now, Jessica Yaniv says, "Lol, how old are you again?" The respondent, Jessica Rumpel, responds 14. Yaniv says, "I don't know if I should, lol, almost 15, I don't know," and it goes on from there. So this 14-year-old, 14 at the time, said, "At first I thought, you know, this guy seems to have some kind of mental issues of some sort, really, do you think?" She says, "I didn't think he was a predator at first, really." Well, he opens up by asking how old a child is and continues to talk to them on Facebook in a sexually suggestive manner, as we'll see in a moment. Yaniv made contact with Rumpel through social media site Ask.fm, where people, including those who are anonymous, can ask questions of users and receive answers in short form. Rumpel states that Yaniv sent her a series of disturbing questions while anonymous before adding her to the private messenger application Kik, K-I-K, which is known to law enforcement for its notoriously poor protection of children. It's basically the app of choice for paedophiles, just by coincidence. According to Rumpel, Yaniv allegedly presented himself as a young male in his late 20s and claims that he used pictures of himself when he was younger in their initial conversation. And in fact, elsewhere, other people are claiming that Jessica Yaniv contacted them during this same time period and claimed to be a 17-year-old boy. But the article continues. Rumpel states it was sympathy that caused her to continue contact with Yaniv initially. "He liked to make himself be the victim. He actually told me he had folliculitis," whatever that is, "and depression." And you see this over and over again with people like Twitch streamers, with YouTubers, who get online, invent a mental illness that they've got, and ask for money and beg for attention. This is the new rampant narcissism fueled by social media. But according to this, the allegation is that Jessica Yaniv used it basically to groom children, as we shall see. Pitying who she thought was an emotionally pained young man, Rumpel maintained some regular contact with Yaniv. She said, "I always wanted to be there for anyone who was suffering, anyone who needed someone to listen to them. Just like any other 15-year-old girl, she enjoyed having another friend to talk to. But the conversations often took an uncomfortable turn." So Yaniv obviously has some weird fetish obsession with female sanitary products. The alleged victim says Yaniv always told me he uses pads and wants to go into the ladies' bathroom. As we saw with the tweets, that seems to be a constant obsession, but of course they're fake too, apparently. Yaniv asked me how to go into the ladies' bathroom without being caught, and then how to be in the bathroom if there's a lot of women or girls. And as we saw before, there are selfies that this Jessica Yaniv individual has took in female changing rooms. So the conversation continues, and it's basically Jessica Yaniv asking if she, with male genitalia, of course, can get changed in front of young women and girls in a female locker room. According to Rumpel, the alleged victim, Yaniv did not identify as transgender at any point during their interactions. Now, of course, if you look at the screenshots of that chat now, it shows Jessica Yaniv looking or presenting as a female, because, of course, that's what happens on Facebook, even though the conversation's old, several years old, in fact, I think 5 years old, the profile picture is still going to show up as the current profile picture, so that's why it does that. The victim continued, she believed Yaniv simply had a fetish for bathrooms, pads, and girls' clothing, as Yaniv would also begin sending Rumpel worrying messages, including photos of himself in girls' jeans, asking for comments and compliments from the then 15-year-old. So as you can see there, the Jessica Yaniv is sending pictures of herself in what she claims are women's jeans and asking if they look okay. Another absolutely bizarre example of this conversation. Eventually, and nobody saw this coming, Yaniv's attentions turned overtly sexual. Yaniv said, I'm so OMG, you know. The respondent, a 14-year-old girl, asked hungry question mark. Yaniv said it rhymes with that. And then the 14-year-old said, tawny question mark. Then Yaniv said, why are you always so beautiful? The next conversation is the 14-year-old asking, did you also ask me if I had big boobs and big ass on anon? Yaniv admits the first thing, yes. So if that's true, and Yaniv says it isn't, but if it's true, it's Yaniv literally asking a 14-year-old if she has big boobs. Absolutely clown world disgusting. This is the person who is now in control of this discussion. This is the person who's already got two people banned on Twitter for daring to argue with them, as we shall see in the next segment. I don't even know how much of this I can read on air. Yaniv called me titty queen, even asked me to marry him, and I was only 15. He said he couldn't wait until I turned 16. Yaniv was born in 1987, he's currently 32, so at the time of these messages he would have been 27. Of course, in other conversations he's presenting as a 17-year-old boy. So it goes on, I can't wait till you turn 16, said Yaniv, but you're not 16 and that means I can't do anything with you as much as you want that. Am I right? So again, if true, that is directly grooming a child in a sexually suggestive manner. That is the allegation here. And it says, as has been revealed from previously exposed conversations, Yaniv often directed his comments towards menstrual stuffs, even going so far as to pester Rumpel to take photos of her using feminine hygiene products. Again, I'm just reading this before I actually read it on air to see if I can actually read it. There's another video there, which I didn't pull, but I've listened to it earlier. And it's basically Yaniv adopting this bizarre, high-pitched, childlike voice. What he or she called an Elmo voice, saying things such as, Elmo wants to F and Elmo loves P-U-S-S-Y. In the final clip, Yaniv is heard saying, I love you, your boobies go up and down, up and down, up and down. And I've played that, and it's disturbing. Rumpel explains that Yaniv had an Elmo character profile on Ask.fm and used it to send her questions. Absolutely absurd clown level stuff. We'll be back in the next segment. I'll wrap this up. I'll talk about how Ricky Gervais waded into the debate too. So we'll be back. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com,
That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.